Residential mailrooms at the University of Connecticut are backed up with a high volume of unsorted packages.
So I got a package, right? And on the tracking, it said that it arrived at September 11th, and right now it's September 15th.
That's freshman Evenson Andre. He says even though the tracking number for his package says it arrived in stores, the mailroom doesn't seem to know where it is.
And it's been like 4 days since my package has been here, so I'm trying to wonder, where is my package?
Students across campus share that sentiment. Some await packages containing textbooks and other course materials, but are unable to access them. According to UConn Assistant Director of Building Services, Tracy Cree, hundreds of packages remain unsorted.
We got a truckload of mail today, and so we literally have nowhere to put it.
But what could be causing this backup? Cree says part of the problem is understaffing.
As many offices struggle with at the beginning of the year, we have some trouble hiring students to cover fully when we'd like to be open.
She says there aren't enough staff members to cover the evening shifts when they would normally sort the day's deliveries. However, Cree says that on this front, progress is being made.
I hired about 30 students last night, and so we're training this week at night.
An email sent out by Residential Life Executive Assistant Elsie Gonzalez asked RAs to assist in the mailrooms. But Cree says there's more to the situation than just a lack of staff.
I think the push from Amazon and some other companies for college students to join and the incentives they've offered have clearly done well and have worked in their favor.
Cree estimates mailrooms receive 2 to 3 times as many packages this year as they did in the same time last year. University spokeswoman Stephanie Reitz said in an email that the figure might be closer to a 4-fold increase, though she was unable to give specific numbers. Such a jump in online ordering is not unheard of. According to a fourth quarter earnings report, membership for online retailer Amazon's Prime program, which promises free 2-day shipping, grew 53% in 2014. Though Amazon does not disclose specific numbers, various firms estimate that Prime has between 40 and 50 million subscribers in the U.S. alone. Cree says the mailroom staff is doing their best to sort time-sensitive packages like textbooks as quickly as possible. Still, the question on the mind of many students is how long will mailroom delays continue?
If students keep ordering as much as they are right now and mailing stuff to them, it'll probably be weeks.
For WHUS News, I'm Charlie Smart.